Grace and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Have you ever been lost? I mean, really lost. Not the kind of lost where you take a wrong turn and can't find the restaurant you're looking for or somebody's house to visit. But the kind of lost where you don't know where you are. You don't know how to get where you're going. You don't even know how to get back to where you were. It's a terrible feeling. It can be a very frightening feeling. I remember getting lost at Disneyland back in 1969 as a six-year-old boy. The park was crowded, and we were on our way to the line for the mule ride. They don't have that ride anymore, do they? Somewhere along the line, I stopped to look at the mules that were walking by, but my family kept on going to get in line. Next thing I knew, I was lost. I was standing there in the midst of many people, but I had no clue where my family had gone. Luckily, my parents noticed rather quickly that I was not with them any longer, and my dad came back looking for me, and he found me. I'm sure the whole thing probably didn't take more than a couple of minutes, but it seemed like a long time. Because in those moments that I was lost, I realized that there was nothing that I could do to get unlost. I was at the mercy of someone else finding me, not me finding them. In fact, that's one of the first rules we are often taught by our parents when we're young about getting lost, isn't it? That if you get lost, stay put. Just stop. Don't start walking around. Stay where you are. Wait to be found. I don't remember a lot of the details of that experience. I mean, I was only six. But I do remember how that whole experience made me feel. And I was scared. But what's interesting to me, as I look back at it now, about being lost in Disneyland, was that I wasn't really physically lost. I mean, I knew exactly where I was. I was in Disneyland looking at the mules, right near the mule ride. In fact, I didn't move from one moment to the next. I was happily standing there looking at the mules one moment, and unhappily, very frightened and scared, still standing in the exact same space, lost in the next moment. I was fine, and then I was lost, and I didn't move at all. So I wasn't really physically lost in that sense. But I was lost in the sense that all of a sudden I was alone. And I was frightened. And I was in a circumstance that was disruptive to my sense of well-being. But like I said before, that fear and that anxiety didn't last long because my dad came and found me. Today's parable about the prodigal, or the lost son, isn't really about a son who is physically lost either. Not like the two parables that are told in the Gospel of Luke just prior to this parable. See, in the Gospel of Luke, just prior to the parable of the lost son, Jesus tells two other parables about things getting lost. He talks about a lost sheep that gets lost in the open country. It's physically lost out in the country. And that sheep remains lost until the shepherd comes and finds him. And then Luke records the parable about the woman who lost a coin. Again, physically lost a coin in her home. Now she searches and searches the whole house until she finds it. And then after those two parables are told, we come to this parable of the lost son. But his lostness, again, is a little different. It's not a physical lostness. The son knew exactly where he was. He knew how he got there. And he knew how to get home. His lostness was not one of physical location, but one of spiritual and ethical and moral direction. He lost sight of right and wrong. He lost perspective on what's important in life. He lost his sense of who he was and where he had come from. In short, he lost his way. But again, he didn't stay lost because his father was a merciful and a forgiving man. His father enthusiastically and joyfully received him back into the family the moment that he came home. You know, the father didn't bombard his wayward son with barrages of, where have you been? I told you so. Or, how dare you? And the like. Rather, he simply joyfully and simply ran to meet his son, embraced him, kissed him, and welcomed him home. In this parable, we are to see both ourselves and God. We are the lost son, and God is the loving Father. No matter how lost we are or lost we get, from spiritual bankruptcy to moral depravity, from addictions to perversions, from pride to selfishness, God, our Heavenly Father, will always readily and lovingly welcome us home. And when we say to God those words that this lost son said to his father, Father, I have sinned against you. I am not worthy to be called your child. God will not only welcome us, but he will restore to us the full rights of sonship, which are the gifts of forgiveness and everlasting life. You know, even when we have been raised in a Christian home, and we've grown up worshiping and knowing God, there are still times when we lose our sense of direction, in places where we go off the path of the straight and narrow, and we get lost. And in those times and in those places when we lose our way, we lose sight of God and His will for our lives. What a joy it is to know that He never stops looking for us. Like the shepherd out in the open field looking for a sheep. Or that woman hunting throughout her entire house to find that lost coin. He continues to search for us until He finds us and can welcome us home. That's the whole reason that God sent Jesus into the world, to suffer and to die as the payment for our sin and to rise victorious over death and the grave. It's all because we were lost in our sin, condemned to death. And we were helpless to change our condition. There was absolutely nothing that we could do on our own to become unlost. So Jesus came into the world to seek and to save those who were lost, which means that he came to seek and to save you and me. Like I said earlier, I don't remember a lot of the details of being lost in Disneyland. But I do remember the fear I felt. But I also remember the complete relief and joy I experienced when my dad found me. I'm sure it's akin to the relief and joy the lost son would have felt also when his dad lovingly welcomed him back into his home and into his family. I pray that this same joy and relief may be realized by each of us on a daily basis. For though we once were lost, through Christ Jesus we have been eternally found. To God be the glory for the gift of his Son Jesus. Amen.